97.7 The Rock, a good afternoon. Got another special guest on the phone. I'm so excited. We're talking to Doug Cosmo Clifford. Cosmo, right?
That's right.
Great nickname, by the way. He is one of the original founders of Creedence Clearwater Revival, now with Creedence Clearwater Revisited. Tell us about your nickname. I've had several buddies over the years named Cosmo. How did you get that?
Well, it was in my college days, actually. They called me Clifford C. Clifford. The origin of that, I have no idea. But we were at a cheap wine party, because that's all we could afford back in those days. And I was into nature, mainly insects, as a kid. And then I sort of went from there into environment and habitat and things like that. So I was way ahead of the curve on that sort of thing before it became popular or before there was awareness of it. And we lived in a house, Bellucci must have been there, because it was the animal house. It was just a pigsty, and we had roaches and ants and spiders and you name it. So in this party, somebody yelled, "Clifford C. Clifford, what does the C stand for?" And before I could respond, one of the fellows yelled out, "It stands for Cosmo, because he's cosmic, he's a man of nature." And it stuck like dog poop on the sole of my shoe ever since. Everyone in the band calls me Cosmo or Cos. And that's how it comes about.
Wow. You guys have been putting out some awesome music since the late 60s into the 70s with Creedence Clearwater Revival. A lot of folks don't realize, we talked about yesterday, you're from the California area, right?
Yeah. In fact, the Northern California, which is even less southern than you could possibly imagine.
And you guys absolutely nailed the southern sound. As a matter of fact, I'd say you were one of the predecessors, the pioneers for the whole southern rock sound, and really nailed it.
Well, we had a 10-year apprentice going on, because we started when we were 13 years of age, and we were buying those types of records. I was, when I was 9, I started buying, collecting records, and I think the same with Stu and John, and we had virtually the same record collection even before we met each other, so that was our common interest for sure, and we really took it seriously and worked hard to find the right niche.
Now, we know the success that you guys have with Creedence Clearwater Revival, and then for many different reasons, the band fell apart. And then you went on your own for a little while?
Well, Stu and I had a production company, and we were on the other side of the glass in the recording studio. We were recording other artists, and of course, a lot of the artists that we worked with, we would be the rhythm section for that particular artist. And we were making records and making deals with the labels, and we did that for, about 4 or 5 years, I guess. I moved up to Lake Tahoe, up in the mountains, to raise my kids. I didn't want to be in the city raising my kids, and sort of took a hiatus, and what I did up there was just get involved with the community, and I got involved in many, many programs, all of which were volunteer programs, and I gave back for a long time, and then I got Stu to move up to the lake out of L.A., and this was in 94, and 95, actually, and that's when we started this project.
We're talking to Doug Cosmo Clifford, one of the founding members of Creedence Clearwater Revival, performing as Creedence Clearwater Revisited. They're performing at Wolf Trap in Vienna on Friday. A little bit later on, you'll find out what to expect from the show and what's going on with the band. But first, a lot more great rock music on Southern Maryland's rock station, 97.7 The Rocket.